Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, our town of the week, thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who will not pick up when he sees it's the Dalai Lama, it's Michael Feldman.
All right. Earbuds.
Headphones are weird. R and L. How many of you actually make sure that your R bud is on your R ear? No, you have to applaud because it's a radio. Applaud if you actually... How many of you just put them on because it doesn't make any difference anyway? Minority, actually. I have to say, most people actually do. Well, those of you who do see that that your R bud goes on your R ear, et cetera, what is that? Is it thinking that you'll go crazy if you get the wrong input into the wrong ear, like if the left side goes in your right ear? What's the thinking? I mean, I do it myself, but it's crazy. I think it's neurotic, right? Because is there any difference, really, if R goes on your left ear?
If you're probably listening to like the voice, there's not. But if you're listening to music, I think it's the way it's recorded is set up to be, you know, that direction.
Yeah, but you know, my speakers on my stereo have been in the wrong channel.
Well, that explains a lot.
For 35 years now.
I can see that.
And because I know when I try to do the balance on thing, the other speaker is actually the left, and the right comes on over there. But I don't feel any the worse for it necessarily.
No.
Musical styles have changed. But the actual, you know, because stereo is artificial anyhow, isn't it? We don't hear things in separate channels, really.
We don't?
No.
Oh, okay.
Anyone want to add to this? Because it's
audio engineer, actually.
Because you spend so much of your time, how many minutes of a day, even, if you're a young person, figuring where the R is in the, why don't they make them different colors? But if they could agree, yes, reason?
If you listen to Led Zeppelin, what should and what should never be, then instead of it going,
wait a second. This is
that was my point exactly. Exactly my point.
I could not tell you what you just said. And I feel this is kind of important because I'm so sick of trying to get the R and the L and thinking that it didn't matter. But now we have some indicator here that, in fact, it does matter. And I think no one could say it better than you. In fact, I know that for a fact. Hey, just stand up here. Your name is?
Dave Dovick.
Dave. And you're a big music guy.
Yeah, that's right. I listen to lots of rock and roll.
Okay. Now explain to me why it's important to have your channels in the right channel.
Well, if you listen to Led Zeppelin, there's a song called What Is and What Should Never Be. And the sound bounces from speaker to speaker at the end. It goes right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left. And if you change it, if you put those in the opposite ears, then it's going to go all backwards. Left, left, right, right, left, right, left, left. And you know, it just messes with the whole program.
So you're saying it screws up the intent of the artist?
Yes, what Led Zeppelin wished to portray is now the opposite.
Thank you very much. That's very good.
Thank you.
I thought that was wonderful. And that's true. And I know in the Beatles, we're back when we first had stereo, remember? When we were listening to it, and said, wow, stereo. Everything was mono when I was a kid, you know. And then you had to buy all your Beatles albums over again because they went to stereo. But that one where there's a barnyard, a chicken, good morning, you know, at the end of it ends with a chicken clucking in one, or a rooster crowing in one, and on the left side, I think, because my speakers are reversed. And then it goes through your head. It goes all the way, right? A rooster goes all the way through your head and comes out the right side of your head into the right speaker. And I thought, God. I don't know. I just thought, well, that is so important somehow. You know what I mean? Have you ever had that experience?
Me? No. Not.
Your generation doesn't know what I'm talking about.
There's a sound file online if we were speakers. I think they record it with different telephones. It's almost like you're getting a haircut. And if you listen to it and close your eyes, it's very eerie and spooky because it's
a haircut that goes from speaker to speaker.
Yeah, it basically they designed it when they record it so that when you're actually sitting there listening to it with the speaker with the correct left ear and the right ear, and you close your eyes, it's almost like you're there and you're getting a haircut.
Well, there you go. There's your generation's interpretation of something very profound with Led Zeppelin. And he's getting a haircut, and it sounds like you're getting a haircut, see. But nobody, doesn't anyone actually listen to speakers anymore? I mean, that's the other problem. You do, but you're an older guy now. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, young people just have their earbuds, right? I mean, do you have a stereo set with speakers?
I mean, I've got a computer. It's got a
speaker. Wait a minute. I mean what?
I have a computer and it's got speakers on either side, so
yeah, not. You don't listen to important music on that.
Well, I mean, all my music is on there, most of it.
Is that if you want to enjoy? If you get a new, do you get albums anymore?
Yeah, no, I get
concept
CDs.
Is?
Yeah, I get CDs. Okay.
But you listen to it probably on your earbuds, right?
Or in my car. Yeah.
I mean, you got to understand the concept of getting stoned with a speaker on either ear. And listening to the Doors, you know, and it's pretty cool because it's lots happening in each side of your head, plus your stone, so anything could be happening. You've missed all that. Your generation has missed all that.
I really have. I'll take your word for it.
All right. Let's on a tangent or something, but I just seemed important at the time. Maybe it wasn't. Okay, anyhow. No, when I came up to Madison, I had never smoked pot in high school. I wanted to, but my friends wouldn't give it to me. So I said, you know, it's a crutch. I'll never do it. So I come up to Madison. It's 1967, for God's sake. So don't judge me. Anyhow, so the Beatles, I know it was. We had the Rolling Stones Flowers album. It was big at that time. Bob sure had it, and he had this little stereo thing. So first time I smoked it, and I said, you know. So I said, wow, you know, I feel something. Me, who always said, you know, it's a crutch, I don't need a crutch. Suddenly I needed crutches. So I sat literally with one speaker on one ear, pressed to one ear, another speaker pressed to the other ear, and I said, I can slow the music down. I can bring it to a stop. So, I mean, that sort of experience your generation, you know. See what you missed? Okay. Where were we talking about somewhere? We, you know, each week at this time, we read actual memos sent in by actual listeners. All right. People don't buy those stereos anymore with the 100 watts, 200 watts. Do you have anything like that? You should get one, man. I get them on eBay. You know, get an old one, you know, some Yamaha with, you know, 5,000 watts. And get these giant speakers. You can stack them up. You know? I'm saying, you know, send a message to your neighbors. Okay. Pioneer, yeah, Pioneer. That's the way to go. You still got yours?
Yeah.
How many watts you got, man?
It's 100 per channel.
100 per channel? That's pretty good.
VIC 4 to the 6 speakers.
Okay. Name dropper. Speaker name dropper. Actual memo sent by actual listeners. Here it is. Let's see, somewhere, I don't know, office situation. Is it a college? Could be. Okay. It reads as follows. Good afternoon. I wanted to make everyone aware of a new item you will see in both the men's and women's bathrooms upstairs. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to Poo Pourri. This little bottle of magic will allow you to visit the restroom for your most intimate time without ever leaving a trace you were there. Just a few spritzes does the trick. Think I'm kidding? Just ask Andy. He walked into the bathroom after an unnamed employee tasted the product, and reported it works. It really works. Unbelievable. What will this put a stop to? People yelling in the hallway about the horrendous smell in the bathroom. People walking into the HR office, describing the smell to Brian and myself. People playing the part of Jason Bourne so no one sees them walking out of the bathroom. Enjoy, guys. That's the memo, and actually there is a picture of it here, of the setup in the bathroom, a little sign that says, attention, See magic lever detail below. Activating the designated omnidirectional lever by pushing or pulling will make it make all that bad old poop and pee-pee go away. Must be a university is what I'm thinking here. Simple push or pull starts the safe home interior transfer for letting out waste system. Okay, I see what that spells. Do your part to eliminate odoriferous contamination of communal offal depositories. Push or pull, the choice is yours. And arrow points to omnidirectional. Thank you so much for that memo. Yes. No, thank you. Seriously. It could have been much worse. Okay. And where can they send those memos, should they have them?
They can send memos to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org with the subject line memos, or they can go to notmuch.com and post it there. There's also snail mail, if people want to send.
How do they do that?
Well, they would get an envelope, and they would address it 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706, care of What Do You Know? Thanks for the memos.
Yeah. Hey, and don't forget, if you're on the Twitters, you can follow me. I don't advise it. I don't even recommend it, but I'm at my Feldman.
That's
on
correct.
The Twitters, yep. There, and it gets pretty out of hand and outrageous sometimes.
And you can follow the show, too.
Yeah, but you don't want to do that.
Okay. I won't tell them then.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Don't confuse them.
Okay. At my Feldman.
That's the way to go, I think. Won't you?
Yeah, well,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Listen to it on your Pioneer speakers is best for the show.